Hi, Kevin. Don here, coming to you from Rimouski, where I've been living now for the past, I don't know, about a month and a half. Came here in September. I just kind of wanted to get away from Montreal, and I've been there so long and never really intended to live there for that long, and just trying it out here. So anyways, I've been spending the past few weeks listening to your music, particularly Meridians, and I have to say that the notes that you sent me and to your other friend, Jim, were very, very interesting and really helped me kind of get back into the music. You know, I've always been a fan of your music over the years, but you produce so much music and it's so very unique that I kind of drifted away, I have to say. When I read these notes, they really helped me focus on what's happening in your music, all the thoughts and ideas and the energy that you've put into it. And so I really have been trying to understand it better and appreciate it better. And as I said, the notes really gave me a lot of entry points into the music. You know, I don't think it's a secret that your music is very demanding. It's demanding because of all the things you've written in the notes. The fact that, you know, you're off the beaten path, that you're bringing many things together, and those things are very personal. The choices that you make are unorthodox and unfamiliar to our ears. Yet for me, it's always been clear that there's something profound there in your commitment to those personal decisions that you've made in your work. So yeah, I think it started more than like 2 months ago, probably 3 months ago. As I was getting ready to move, I kind of found your CDs again. This was before I found your notes. And you know, I was putting it on, sitting, listening to the music and getting my kids to listen to it and some outside ears. And it just, I wasn't getting it at that time. And then the notes came, and then I decided one day to, I was feeling stressed, and now that I live here, it's so nice here. Like, I can actually go down, there's a river close to me, and sit by the river. And that's what I decided to do that day, is to go sit by the river and listen to your music, to bring my headphones, and I ripped the CDs and put them on my phone. And I was sitting there by the river on a rock, surrounded by all kinds of pebbles and plants and the motion of the water. And of all the places that I'd listened to your music, whether it be in the car or, like I said, sitting in the stereo, sitting at my desk, it all came together there, sitting by the river. In fact, it seemed to me that there was something uncannily similar between your music and the natural environment. I don't really know how to explain it, but it's kind of like when you're sitting with nothing to do and you're in nature. And what I mean by nature is not the built environment. So a place where things don't have a prescribed order, they haven't been arranged with the hand of somebody. It's the accumulation of, what basically millions of years. And so I was sitting by that river and listening to meridians, and something about the looking at the rocks, just letting my eye wander as I was listening to the music. There was kind of like a playoff between what I was seeing, a rock here, the curve and the transitions between the different movements in the pieces. Anyways, it really gave me a deeper understanding of your music. And I wanted to mention as well that I find that I try to listen to the music and walk, say, down a path in the forest. That didn't do it either. You really had to be sitting and just taking in everything that was around me. I didn't want to close my eyes either. It's like the outside world really, really supported what I was listening to. Then another thing happened is when I was listening to your music, and after reading the notes, like often when you're listening to music, you kind of get into the groove and things happen, but mostly what carries me along is the groove of the music or some kind of rhythm. Now, because you break that, you can't depend on the rhythm. I mean, some songs do have a beat that goes all the way through, but as you say in the notes, it's a stopping and starting that you're interested in. So, in terms of my own mindset, I came upon a kind of a little phrase that I would say in my head while I was listening to the music, and it was like, what's coming next? What's Kevin going to do next? So you're listening to some part, and it's almost like you know that it's going to end and something new is going to happen. And it's almost like looking forward to that moment. And the more that I did that, the more I appreciated all the breaks and changes. So that was interesting. And then the other thing I did is I don't know why I thought of this, but at some point I just realized I hadn't realized the orchestration or that there's something orchestral about not all the pieces, but some of the compositions, the more complex ones. And I started to listen to it as orchestration. And I know that you make all the music, but I tried to imagine an orchestra playing it, and there was something extremely satisfying about that too. Just to imagine that the music was no longer coming from one point, but it was coming from many points, and thinking of it as a score, written score, and how it is that accomplished as music. Now, there's one thing I wanted to talk about, and this is actually particularly in fingerprints. There's something, and it occurs elsewhere on previous CDs, but fingerprints really, really struck me for this. So, and what it is this snare drum. There's something about that snare drum that I just don't like. It bothers me. I don't know. I thought I would share this with you, and it's just a reflection. I find it aggressive, and I find that for me to appreciate that music, I need to tone it out, like mentally remove it from the composition, which obviously is kind of hard. I do find in meridians that the work you do with percussion is interesting and musical, but sometimes I find in fingerprints that the drum tracks sound mechanical, programmed, and it gives me this feeling, this desire to hear what your music would be like with a drummer. I appreciate drums a lot and the musicality of drums, and I find that I worked with a drummer on a website, and we talked a lot about drums, and he has a very musical notion of what drums are. So I'm throwing that out at you, that one day if it ever happens that you can find a drummer that you like, I think it would be amazing to hear that collaboration. Now, Kevin, I admire your music so much, and like I said, I have been getting deeper into it and appreciating it more and more. I could go through every song if you were sitting here beside me and tell you how delighted I am at just these compositions that you've created. Personally, I feel that this music needs to be shared with the world. You're probably the greatest composer that Winnipeg has ever produced, and no one knows about you. It's borderline tragic, Kevin. Your music needs to get out somehow. I know that it's not where you're at, this can't go silently into the night. It's so accomplished. It's so unique. It's unclassifiable. It's fantastic. So anyways, thank you for sending me the music. Thank you for taking the time to write the notes. I think the notes are great, and I I hope that you continue to journal on your music, so that that eventually, when your music gets out there, that people will know what you were thinking at the time. Okay, so take care, and say hi to Ilcha for me. I hope one day we get to see each other. All the best.